All right, Rebbe Yossi, good morning. Good morning. So we have the incredible zechus today to begin one of the most incredible and important svarim within the collection of Hasidic literature, a sefer that is known as Tzidkas HaTzadik. Tzidkas HaTzadik was written by Reb Tzadik HaKohen. His last name was Rabinowitz of Lublin, who lived from 1823 to 1900. Now, interestingly enough, the Reb Tzadik was not born into a Hasidisha family. He was actually born into a prominent Litvisha rabbinic family, and he became a follower of the Ishbitzer, Rav Mordechai Yosef Feiner of Ishbitz, as well as Rav Leibla Eger. And upon the death of Rav Leibla Eger, so Rav Tzadik HaKohen was called upon to lead the Hasidim. At first, he resisted incredibly, but then later on, he gave in to the demands of Jewish communal leadership. So we'll see more of his biography as we go through his sefer, but this is who it is that we're talking about, 1823 to 1900. So again, he's not necessarily of the original Hasidic masters, but he belongs to this very unique cadre of individuals who were not born into Hasidic families. You find other people like Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev was the same way. Individuals who were not necessarily born into families that were steeped in Hasidus, but ultimately became Hasidic masters in their own. So as you're going to see, I WhatsApped out the first number of pages of the Sefer. The way Tzidkas HaTzadik is arranged is in Se'ifim, small sections, small paragraphs, each one containing their own unique individualized lesson. We'll see, let's say, in the first number of Se'ifim, you see a connection. But again, very often Reb Tzadik will go from thought to thought. The beauty of it is that each day is its own contained lesson, although there will be days where we won't get through the entire Se'if. But you'll see the beauty of it, and you'll see the unique style because Reb Tzadik's background, because his familial upbringing was not in the world of Hasidus. He brings an incredible amount of lumdus, an incredible amount of intellectual depth to his learning as well. So let's take a look. We begin with Aleph, writes Reb Tzadik. Reishis k'nisas ha'adam la'avodas Hashem, tzarech li yos b'chi pozen. A person's first entry into Avodas Hashem. Now, first entry into Avodas Hashem could mean a number of different things. We'll see in a couple of days from now that Reb Tzadik applies this concept to a bar mitzvah. But the truth is, it's general. Whenever a person first enters into the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it could be now, I woke up, Baruch Hashem, brand new day in front of me, I now have to enter into my Avodas Hashem. How do I enter into Avodas Hashem? So again, so Reb Tzadik writes that the way that one goes ahead and enters into Avodas Hashem, to the service of God, is b'chi pazon, with haste. Now, we've seen that word, kimo shamatzino b'pesach mitzrayim, shahaya ne'echal b'chi pazon, v'lo pesach doros. So, you know, the Rush in Meseches Pesachim points out that there are a number of fundamental distinctions between Pesach Mitzrayim, the first Pesach, and Pesach Doros, and ultimately Pesach that was observed in subsequent generations. Amongst the fundamental distinctions is the concept of chipazon, haste. That in Pesach Mitzrayim, you had to consume the Karban Pesach in haste. Now the truth is, when we say you had to consume it in haste, it doesn't literally mean you had to eat quickly, but remember, it more refers to the way in which you consume the Karban Pesach. Namely, you had to have your staff in your hand, your shoes on, your belt on, you had to be ready to go. So it was consumed in a state of haste, and that a person looked like he was ready to do something with incredible zeal, with incredible alacrity, with incredible zizus. See, he says something amazing. He says, why? What's the pshat? Like, what's the message that Karban Pesach was consumed b'chipazon, with haste? Now, of course, we know on a basic level, the chipazon highlighted the idea that Klal Yisrael was ready to go. Right? It meaning it highlighted the idea that mamash, we were ready to spring into action. 210 years of servitude, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, tonight you're leaving, and we were ready to answer that call. But look what the Rebbe writes. He says, "Mipnei sha'scholo lenatek atzmo mikol tavas ha'olam hazeh, shumakusha bahem, tzarech lishmar harega shemisorer baratzon Hashem. So says the Rebbe something amazing. Says the Rebbe Tzaddik something amazing. He says, you know, this goes with the general paradigm that in our Avodas Hashem, in order to truly serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodas Hashem has two parts. There's Sur Meira V'Yaseh Tov. Person has to distance themselves from that which is negative and to engage in that which is positive. Two distinct steps. Sur Meira, stop doing that which is negative. Aseh Tov, engage in the positive. But sometimes in order to go ahead and live up to this, and again, the reason why this is fascinating is because just most of us gravitate much more towards Aseh Tov as opposed to Sur Meira, which makes sense. It's much easier to do good things than it is to stop doing negative things. So whenever we try to affect change within ourselves, very often what we're focused on is, what could I take on? What could I do? How can I improve? As opposed to saying, what's the stuff that's holding me back and how do I get rid of it? How do I get rid of it? And that's why if we're honest with ourselves, a lot of times when we try to affect change within ourselves, we don't end up getting as far as we would like to. And that's because without Sur Meira, without going ahead and extracting or taking away that which is negative and holding me back, it's very difficult for me to progress and very difficult for me to move forward. So says Reb Tzaddik something amazing. When a person wants to grow, and a person wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person wants to be the best version of themselves, the first thing I have to do is I have to identify the things that are holding me back. And the Rebbe calls that Taivas Olam Hazeh. What are the desires? What are the things that are just holding me back? What's the negativity that's angering me to mediocrity? He says, when you identify those things, Tzarech Lishmor HaRega Shemis Ore Beratzon Hashem. So when you identify the things that are holding you back, and then I identify in myself an incredible desire, I awaken within myself a desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, in that moment, Tzarech Lishmor HaRega Shemis Ore Beratzon Hashem, V'lach Poz Al Osarega L'maher Lotzeis Mehem Ulai Yuchal. So the Rebbe says something amazing. We've spoken about this concept before. You know, Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't just literally mean the exodus from Egypt, right? Yetzias Mitzrayim means Mitzarim, means the narrow straits. Mitzrayim doesn't just refer to geographic Egypt, but Mitzrayim refers to whatever the circumstances are in my life that I am contending with. Yitzias Mitzrayim, what does it mean that every single day a person is obligated to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? He said every single day a person is supposed to try to leave his Egypt. A person is supposed to try to leave his narrow straits. A person is supposed to go ahead and try to leave the things that hold him back in order to move forward. And every single day, what happens? Every day, there's a moment of inspiration. Every day there's that moment, Shemis Orer Bo Ratzon Hashem. I have that moment where I just feel, you know what? I can be better. I can be better. I can be holier. I could be something great. But says Rebbe, what's the danger? That moment comes, but the moment, just as quickly as it comes, it passes. So when that moment comes, what do I need? I need chipazon. I need haste. I need to grab it. I need to grab it. And if I grab it, then incredible. If I grab it, then I can maximize it. If I grab it, then I can utilize it. But if there's no chipazon, if there's no haste, then the moment comes and the moment goes and I remain unchanged. Ulachpoz al osarega lemaher latseis mehem ulayucha, says Reb Tzaddik. That was the meaning of chipazon by Yitzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are about to leave the circumstances of your life mediocrity. You are about to leave the circumstances of your life negativity. Mitzrayim, Meitzarim. Mina Meitzar Karasika. You're about to leave the narrow straits of life. But when you have an opportunity to leave Egypt, you got to take it. You got to take it. And you got to take it fast. Because if you wait to take that opportunity to leave your Egypt until it's more convenient, or until you feel a little more into it, until a whole bunch of other circumstances fall into place, the moment comes and the moment goes. Says the Rebbe, That's the message, ultimately, of Chipazon. When the moment of inspiration for you to become better, for me to leave my Mitzrayim, comes about, grab it. What's an incredible Yisod? What Reb Tzadik is teaching us is that moments of opportunity for change and moments of opportunity for growth occur every single day. But if you don't take it b'chipazon, then the moments are fleeting. V'haraya, 4/5 of Klal Yisrael didn't leave Mitzrayim, right? 4/5 of the Jewish people remained in the narrow straits. They never left. Because if you don't take the opportunities of life b'chipazon with haste, they simply pass you by. He ends off by saying, V'achar kach, shuv yelich b'mesinos ula'at k'din Pesach doros. So the Rebbe says, it's interesting. He says, you know, sometimes all you need in life is to take that first moment b'chipazon. You don't have to live b'chipazon, right? You don't have to live life in the fast lane, right? But the idea is, if you have to take that first moment of opportunity, that first moment where you say to yourself, you know what? I'm leaving my Mitzrayim. I don't need to be this kind of person. I don't have to behave this way. I don't have to act this way. I can be better. The moment that you decide to leave your Mitzrayim, that moment has to be done b'chipazon with haste. After you leave Mitzrayim b'chipazon, then you have the opportunity, says Reb Tzadik, to live the rest of your life and to take the next steps, ultimately again, b'mesinos ula'at. Then you could take the subsequent steps ultimately slowly and methodically. But the first moment when you decide to leave your Mitzrayim, the first moment when you decide to become someone better, someone different, someone holy, that moment, that decision must be executed b'chipazon. Because if you don't, as quickly as the hisorus for Ratzon Hashem, as the awakening to fulfill the will of God came, as quickly as it came, it'll leave just as quickly. All right, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem Sif Beis tomorrow.